Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, with Doug Michael today, and we're talking about forced vaccinations. How's it going, Doug?
How you doing, James?
Good. I don't have to get forced vaccinations, that's why.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, this was actually published in the New York Times recently. The state of California actually passed a law for mandatory vaccines for school-age children, kindergartners, and preschoolers, and they are really trying hard to push it for mandatory adult vaccines with criminal charges if you refuse. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you no longer have the freedom to decide what goes into your body and what doesn't, you have no freedom, period. Now, the interesting thing is that this is in the wake of last year, around August, a top senior scientist for the CDC, the Center for Disease Control here in America, came forward, and this is a career scientist. He blew the whistle, and he claimed that the CDC has been hiding links to autism through the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, manufactured by a company called Merck. Now, this is on record. You could see his public statement through his attorney's office. It's available public knowledge, and he's also been granted immunity to testify in the Supreme Court. Now, just recently, about 2 weeks ago, another CDC official, his name escapes me at the moment, but if you go to Awaken the Age of Revealing, it's on that news site, has also backed up Thompson's testimony, saying that, yes, we have been fudging the research showing the connection between this vaccine and autism in children. And so now, of course, the MMR vaccine is one of the ones that will be mandated by the state of California to give to your kids. So what is the line? Where is humanity's line in the sand to where we say that's enough? This is, you know, the CDC scientists coming forward and admitting this is a matter of public record. And an Italian court ruled that there was a link, a connection between these vaccines and autism as well.
Well, at least in the United States and I would argue every Western nation, By way of manipulation, coercion, and basically lying to the public about the facts, but ultimately by sort of emasculating or taking the courage of a human being away and replacing it with false heroism through, you know, just being entertained by movies and seeing it but not being it, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Not having balls is what it breaks down to. People are told what to think, and then they arguably agree with whatever the media tells them, because it's the media. I mean, it's like your mother tells
you. It's not always like that, though, James. It's selective belief, because we have this psychological phenomenon called cognitive dissonance. Now, this whistleblower from the CDC, who exposed the link to autism in children, this was on CNN, this was on mainstream media. I said, his statement is available publicly through his attorney's office, and he's been granted immunity. So this is public knowledge, and still you'll have people that will look at that and just turn a blind eye to it. And it's very interesting to observe. Okay, here's your own mainstream media telling you this, because they just couldn't keep a lid on it anymore.
Well, so, I'm going to make an assumption here, which I don't like to do, but I would argue that they also had pundits and you know, different people on to argue the case for vaccinations. And then you have, of course, the government, and people do not want to disobey the government, especially after 9/11. I mean, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. So I mean, if you don't get a vaccination, you're a fucking terrorist, right?
I guess so, sure. Hey, well, if your kids are vaccinated and mine isn't, what's the problem? Your kids are vaccinated. Well, isn't the vaccine designed to protect against certain illnesses? The whole thing is just ridiculous. It's a charade. And like I said, it's so important for people to understand that this was a top career scientist in the CDC who has come forward. So you run the risk of giving your child fucking autism by putting this shit into them. And from my perspective, and it's just my opinion, any of these vaccines they're giving to you, you don't want any of them. You don't want any of them. You know, you can't walk into a drugstore. I don't know about up there in Canada, but I go to the local aid pharmacy here, and through the PA speakers, is get your flu shot. You're pharmacist is standing by, and it's all this kind of like propaganda. They push their drugs on you. It's amazing.
Oh, I didn't. You know, when you get stuff for free, it's like right on. And someone told me once, you know, what does the U.S. government really give you for free? I mean, if they're giving you vaccines for free, there must be something wrong there. That's the logic you should have. I wanted to mention that I've seen the stats on the autism rates. I don't know how to memorize, but in the last 20 years, I mean, they've gone from several hundred thousand to one to 50 to one, and it's a steady climb. So in 10
and
years...
And it's amazing that the amount of vaccines that they give to newborns now, I think when I was a kid it was about a dozen, now it's 22 plus that they want to give to a child before the age of four. You know, an immune system isn't even fully developed till around 4 years old. So they're barraging these infants with all this toxic shit. Thimerosal, which is a derivative of mercury, we know one of the most toxic substances known to man, being directly injected into the bloodstream of a newborn. And we wonder why that massive increase in autism. And now we have a senior scientist who blew the whistle. It was right on CNN, not for very long, but I do have the images from that news clip. And now we have a second senior scientist who's come public and said, yes, we have covered up this research showing the link to autism with the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine in particular.
Now, would you hazard to speculate as to why they would do this?
Why they would cover it up?
No, why they would be vaccinating and requiring forced vaccinations with crap.
On one level, to enrich the pharmaceutical corporations, but two, I believe, to keep the human being from operating at its optimum. I think that's probably at the top of the list there, to barrage your immune system. And who knows, I mean, It could be a soft kill. There could be cancer viruses in these vaccines. We know for a fact that the polio vaccine that was prevalent in the mid to late 60s, millions and millions of doses were contaminated with the SV40, simian 40 monkey virus, which is a cancer-causing virus. So we wonder why such an increase in the rates of cancer amongst Generation X. Well, how many of them were vaccinated with this toxic SV40, also admitted by the CDC?
So this is like treasonous, highly, you know,
crimes
high
against humanity. Absolutely.
Crimes against humanity. It's unbelievable. And it's right under our noses, and it's actually in our bodies. And they're doing it to us, and we're not doing anything about it. We're actually bending over and saying, shove it in. And it's like... what is the problem with that? What is the where's the break from logic in society where they're willing to get basically soft killed or fucked over?
I wish I had the answer to that. I think fear. I think fear is a big part of it, and just an indoctrinated mind that never had the ability to challenge what it believes to be true. And this is a very, very terrible thing to just believe without question. It causes all kinds of problems.
Right.
I mean,
people are scared. People are.
And
fearful.
Something also, James, to consider is that microchip technology now is so tiny that it can absolutely be inserted through a vaccination, through a hypodermic needle. So, you know, it could
be a
speculation here, but
way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just speculation, but if suddenly vaccines are mandatory, they could easily start a microchipping campaign through inoculations. Something to consider.
Oh, and, you know, those wonderful Masons are chipping children for free, and you see that all over the place. People... don't hesitate to take a photo of these banners they post for children to get their free RFID chip. And that's for the future. But we're talking about forced vaccinations now. Ben Carson is an asshole who is running for president and wants people to be forcibly vaccinated Everybody. And he's a doctor, so that would seem to lend credibility, but it really doesn't. And so the end result is what you have are people weighing this as an option. It's really fucking scary. Not only are people fearful, but they're scaring people.
Oh, yeah. And also written within this legislation to mandate vaccines, the manufacturers will in no way be responsible for any adverse reactions. So it's a win-win for the pharmaceutical companies and a lose-lose for people.
Right. And who owns the pharmaceutical companies, really? I mean,
I would
say
Rothschilds and Rockefellers. Oh, yeah.
The
richest of the rich, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's by design. It's all a plan that's being unfolded.
Oh, yeah.
And it's it's so funny that people may see it, but they're scared because they don't have any means to, their government's supposed to take care of them, but their government is essentially rogue. And it's the same up here. Our government's rogue. British government's rogue. It's so obvious. I mean, you hear people like Cameron say shit like at the UN when he said, if you are a conspiracy theorist, you're a terrorist. Essentially, that's what he said. That kind of rhetoric being tossed around on massive scale, it's clear. The alarm bells are ringing, but everyone can tune into it, but they're choosing not to because they're scared of the repercussions against them, against their families, against in their life, and the balance.
In other words,
that
they're
carved out.
Pussies with no spine and no balls and no courage. That's exactly it. How much evidence do you need to open your eyes and face the reality? You know, we need to see reality as it is, not as we want it to be. And people are scared shitless to do that. And what does it do? It condemns the rest of us to the horrors of their refusal to wake up.
People will say cliches like, don't rock the boat. But the boat's fucking sinking.
Rock the boat.
So, it's sinking.
Bullshit, rock it.
What difference does it make? Maybe you should throw off the fucking garbage that's weighing it down, displacing the boat too much. Like the government, like the evil, rich and powerful, and corporate elite, and so on, that are essentially treating people like they're fucking animals. Anyway, it makes me angry. I get angry.
Sure. And we have the right to be. And I think a lot of it boils down to this statist mentality and this just absolutely superstitious belief in authority. Any person tells me that some outside authority has any control over their mental or their emotional life, I know right off the bat that person's got major psychological problems. You are your own authority. You are sovereign. You are a sovereign being. And to believe otherwise and project that power outside of yourself, you get what you deserve. You get your chains. You get to be a slave. It all definitely comes down, in my mind, to consciousness, to the level of consciousness.
And basically this transformation of humanity into a slave, the ultimate slave, is taking place gradually. This leads into our next phone call, our next conversation about what to do, plan A, plan B, the positive, the negative, they either fuck us or we fuck them. And so I would like to leave it off of that, but do you have any closing comments?
Just also to the New York Safe Act, which is an absolute reprehensive piece of legislation that controls firearms. The Supreme Court recently ruled, or I'm sorry, the Circuit Court in New York recently ruled that it's constitutional. And they want this on the federal level, which will pave the way for mass confiscations. All they have to do is say, okay, AR-15s are now illegal. Boom, they'll come and confiscate them. So this is also passed in the court in the wake of the false flag Sandy Hook ridiculous event that took place. So this is another thing to consider. They want to force vaccines into you and take your guns away. right before a tyranny goes full-blown, it makes a move to take away your firearms. And people need to be, you know, get your head out of the football games, get your head out of the mindless bullshit distractions, and understand what has happened to your country, and stand up. If we don't come together and rise up and stand up and speak out, this country's going to be destroyed. It's that simple. And they're telling you they're doing it.
And it's already halfway there. I mean, and this goes for all Western nations. And, you know, the specter of World War III is not just looming. It's, like, at our door. So people are just like, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Nothing's going on. Everything's fine. La, 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 la. And boom.
I mean, if the fear of losing your physical life keeps you from doing what's right, then you're just a weak coward. You're coward,
right.
You know. Maybe you don't even deserve to be free. Because me,
right.
I'll die on my feet first before I ever get on my knees.
There you go. You know,
if everyone had that
attitude,
honorable, we would not be in the fucking mess we're in.
I mean, when I say stuff like it's more honorable, most people are like, they don't know what that is. They don't even know what honor is. I mean, they've seen it in Star Trek with Mr. Worf. But they don't know what it is.
No, we live in a narcissistic culture. Yeah, me. I got mine. Fuck the rest of you. I don't care about anybody but me and my family. It's this narcissistic attitude. If we don't transcend it really soon, we're in a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's this misunderstanding of our connection to one another, our connection to nature, this whole selfish consciousness. It's, like you say, turn us into animals.
Well, yeah, and, you know, there's limited time. I always say that, and, you know, in the grand scheme of things, like the history of the universe and the future of the universe, I mean, we're just a blip, and we're not plastic. We're God created beings. I don't know, some people might not believe in God, but I do, and I know God, and I know divinity, and I understand what's right and what's good, and... And, you know, what you talk about with, you have a good way of explaining it, about how you know what's right and good.
Yes, we have inherent moral compass. We're not the psychopathic types, but average human beings, we know inherently what is a right action and what is a wrong action, and that comes from the understanding of natural law. The only law that we should aspire to live under are the laws of God or the laws of nature, not the laws of man, natural law. And when we get in accordance with that, then we can be free. But until such a time, until we transcend this ridiculous belief in authority and the statist mentality, we will never be free. We can never be free in the current level of consciousness that we find ourselves within. It's impossible.
And I don't know which, you know, founding father said it, but it's fairly widely understood or known that the more laws that are made, the less freedom you have. And that's all they seem to be doing in Congress and in government is just churning out law after law that's constrictive and restrictive.
And what is this? A bunch of men write words on a piece of paper and they call it a law, and we're expected to be subservient to that? No,
right.
If you follow the laws of nature, you cannot legislate morality. If you follow natural law, you do not need to be told what to do. You inherently know what is a right action and what is a wrong action, and you act accordingly.
And they sort of like pull a fast one on you with this intellectualism. I mean, I know many people who are smart and many people who are stupid and dumb who just follow along and do what they're told because they can't think for themselves. They need guidance, and that's not a bad thing, but when there's too many people that need guidance and don't think for themselves and not using their brains, and then when you have a government which is so twisted and convoluted and full of shit that they throw shit at you and you're like, you stand there blanking going, I don't know, so I'll just do what I'm told. That's a cardinal sin. It's ignorance, and ignorance is not bliss, it's fucking complicity. If you're ignorant to what the fuck is being thrown at you and you accept it, then you are complicit in it. And
absolutely.
You know, that's not an excuse.
No. Nope. Ignorance is no excuse. And wasn't it Thomas Paine, or no, it was Jefferson, who said, ignorance and freedom cannot coexist. If you exist in a state of ignorance, you cannot be free. They're diametrically opposed. Okay. So look at what's happened in the, quote, land of the free. We have a militarized police state that murdered 1,000 people last year with fucking impunity. These cops don't even lose their jobs for murdering innocent people. Drones in the skies being spied on by NSA. Complete destruction of freedom. We want to walk around waving our goddamn flags, believing that we're free. It's incredible. It's something just amazing for me to observe. I just don't understand it.
It's like being painted yellow and saying, I'm purple.
Yeah, if you got chains of gold instead of chains of iron, guess what? They're still chains.
Yeah. This is an epic point in human history.
No doubt.
It's the ultimate make it or break it. And it's so funny. I mean, it's not funny at all, but it's like funny to see how many gobs of masses of people are just completely clueless and stupid. And, you know, and I want to finish off with saying that you shouldn't, if you think you're a good person and you're doing the right thing, you should be able to look in the mirror and say, I ain't fucking helpless. I'm not going to throw my hands up in the air. I care. Be relentless. Don't stop fighting. It doesn't mean you have to burn down buildings. It doesn't mean you have to shoot people. It doesn't mean anything like that. It just means you have to open your fucking eyes, open your mouth, say the right things, do the right things, be the right things. And,
yes, it's a war on consciousness, first and foremost. It's important for people to understand that. The battlefield is the mind, in my view. It's a psycho-spiritual war on consciousness. So it's up to each individual to initiate the unlearning process for themselves and, you know, lay to scrutiny all your beliefs and everything you think you know. Become a blank slate, recreate your life, and educate yourself, for goodness sake.
Like Yoda didn't say, unlearn. Or maybe he did. Unlearn, you must.
He did. You must unlearn everything that you have learned.
Yeah. blank slate. Like, clear the bullshit off the table and just start over in your mind. It's not like you have to rebuild your house. It's not like you have to, you know, scrap your brand new car and get a new one. It's your mind we're talking about. It's like everything you've learned can be unlearned. You can deconstruct the lies and the deception and the myths and the bullshit. And you can put together a framework that's solid.
That's right.
What would be a solid base for this? This foundation?
Well, I think one thing that would be important is for people to, you know, stop allowing the world to define you or give you meaning. You bring forth your meaning into the world from within. And I think that's achieved by recognizing your own divinity. And I don't want to sound hokey and mystical, but really to me that's where it's at. Stand in the light of who and what you are, which is a sovereign, sentient being that is conscious.
Right.
Don't be like one of the walking dead that walk around unconscious, you know. They're living and breathing, but they're dead. They're
right.
Mentally just not there, totally unaware. Don't be that. Don't look so much to the outer stimuli to define you. You bring your meaning into the world from the spark of divinity that exists within you by virtue of the fact that you exist.
Mm-hmm.
That's my advice.
That's good answer. That's a very clear answer. A typical cliche would be, you know, stop and smell the roses. You know, take in life as it is, not this plastic fabricated manufactured bullshit.
Right.
Don't break your routine, break your fucking habits, you know, change your life in some ways to like shake it up, stir it up, stir the pot, and you know, break down the rough edges, or break down the smooth over, you know, your comfort. You know, try to put yourself into the discomfort so that you come into tune. It's really, you said it many times, that person can't just be told how to wake up and be alive. They need to approach this from their own willingness and
yes,
they're the seeking the truth of the reality of what life really is, and nobody can teach you that. You got to do it yourself. And,
yes, truth is not taught; it's realized. I agree with you.
And so that goes along with everything we talked about at the start. Like, people are shameless, soulless, ball-less wussies that are do what they're told. Well, stop doing what you're told. Stop being obedient, and start being alive. I mean, how else do you put it? But like I said,
by understanding natural law and knowing the difference between the right action and the wrong action, and acting accordingly.
Right. All right. Well, that wraps it up for today. Thanks for coming on, Doug, and we'll talk to you soon.
Oh, thank you, James. Hey, if I could do a shameless plug, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, if people could check out my YouTube channel, it's just under Doug Michael, and the first one that comes up is about 30 hours or so worth of video material there. Also, I have a blog. It's at dougmicheltruth.wordpress.com. Lots of very in-depth essays there, heavily sourced and detailed, so people could check that out too. And I appreciate that. Thanks, James.
No problem, and might I add that everything I've seen of Doug's stuff is just fucking amazing. So, shameless plug, that's okay. All right, we'll talk to you soon,
thanks, man.
Have a good day.
All right, you also. Nice talking to you again, James. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Peace.